Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
You're gonna miss the Hollywood Clique. You're gonna miss the limousine rides. You're going to miss going up and down Bill Street partying with us. Let me tell you something. No more for you. Tell him, no more.
That loser, he was never Hollywood clique material. Jimmy said it day one. I should have listened, and I let the loser come out and get into clique. Jimmy, I'm sorry. I will take care of it.
Colton, you should have been more like Van Vicious.
What in the world is Van doing in gear? Chasing fans in the Cobra Cup.
You know what, right now, you know what? I make the rules around here. Oh, yes, I do. We're going to have a match right here. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing nobody can do about it. We make the rules here. I'm going to tell you something. You have messed up. Everybody has messed up. Don't mistreat the Hollywood clique. Nobody. And that includes you, Dustin.
That's it. This interview's over. Colton Cage was finally fed up with your nonsense. And I don't think this is legal. Van Vicious has taken the spot of Jason Bane. Here
comes Oh my goodness, this game is so exciting! You can select a dragon immediately when it's released. Should I choose a fire dragon or an ice dragon? Wow, it's so detailed. I can even see if the dragon is compatible with my spirit. Denarius is a fire type spirit. Let me analyze its records now. I can see that choosing the ice dragon will reduce her power. Looks like they're not very compatible. In that case, I'll try the fire dragon instead. Oh my, their compatibility is incredibly high. Looks like I'm picking the fire dragon. Log in.
And introducing next, his opponent, Big Trouble, Van Vicious.
Well, Van Vicious picked a perfect time to take Jason Bane's spot in the Cobra Cup, because now he's got a 7-foot monster to deal with in order to advance. I don't like Van or any of the Hollywood clique's chances against Big Trouble. Van Vicious.
Well, listen, the championship committee what they were doing, but they gave Van Vicious approval to swap out for Jason Bane.
Here we go. Van Vicious attacking Big Trouble Ben Bishop. And look at this. No effect. Bell finally rings as Van has a double bicep pose.
Well,
I want to listen to Jimmy here. What a chop.
Knocks him off of his feet.
Holy moly. Big elbow, and another one. The Hollywood clique just can't seem to get on the right track.
By the way, we saw, not to take away what's going on in the ring here, but Big Trouble Ben Bishop making very light work of Van Vicious.
Wait a second, here we go. Secret Service up on the apron. I want to tell everybody about the huge main event coming up, but instead I'll tell you about these punches from Big Trouble. Now, Vane. Oh, man, Van Vicious from behind. Referee has his hands full here as Jimmy Blaylock uses his cane, hitting Big Trouble in the midsection.
You know what? He's wearing a red hat. I know somebody else who's done dastardly things with a red hat. Look at this.
Van Vicious on the attack. Fans, a huge main event right here today.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a second, Colton. Cage is out here. Colton Cage mouthing with Van Vicious. Van might want to turn around on this one. Big Trouble, Ben Bishop with the meat. Pop. Drop. Down goes Van.
This could be it.
Is this another click loss? And it is.
Here is your winner and advancing in the Cobra Cup Tournament, Big Trouble, Ben Bishop.
Fans, let's take a look back on Instant Replay brought to you by Kapow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas, 501-834-5769. Kapow Comics and Big Trouble, Ben Bishop is headed to the finals. And don't you dare go away. We're going to restore some order with the Hollywood clique. When we come back, where'd Colton Cage go?
All of Sonic's under $2 craves are under $2. So you can get something tasty without breaking the bank. Sonic under $2 craves.
Sonic.
The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at OrionFCU.com.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, at our VIP experience. Get your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
We can't predict when the power will go out, but a Generac home standby generator from the pros at Conway Services.
Whoop that trick! Whoop that trick! Whoop that trick!
Whoop. All right, fans, welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. I am here at ringside with Colton Cage, formerly of the Hollywood Click, and he's got something to say directly to... Hey, wait just a second! Come on, guys! Van Vicious has lost his mind, Colton!
You know, I've seen this story play out one too many times. Jimmy Blaylock, you were going to get your goons involved, and the Hollywood Clique was going to slither out here with a victory you know you didn't deserve. I've been on that side of the line, and joining the Hollywood Clique was the biggest mistake of my career. You see, Hollywood Jimmy, I want you to look at me when I'm talking to you. Hollywood Jimmy, you're nothing more than a con artist that makes false promises. You better hold it back, because that'll be a mistake. You're nothing more than a con artist that makes false promises. You goons in suits are nothing more than just that. Goons that don't belong within 200 feet of that wrestling ring. And Van Vicious, I've got words for you. You're nothing more than a posing punk that on Super Bowl Day, I cannot wait to slap you around from post to post like I've been waiting to do for so long. Do you people want to see that? Ladies and gentlemen, Colton Cage laying down the challenge. Cage versus Van at the Super Bowl. Fans, it's breaking down with the Hollywood Click. Stay with us.
And introducing next, making their way to the ring, the L.A. Hustlers.
Trying to restore some order here at the Wrestle Center after a hellacious fight. Van Vicious and Big Trouble Ben Bishops. Then Colton Cage coming out here issuing a challenge. Man, the wheels have fallen off. And I've been trying to tell you about the huge main event coming up. It is James Ellsworth, Matthew Williams, and storybook Prince Gaston against Mackenzie Morgan, Cassandra Golden, the women's champion, and Nyx. Stay with us. That's today's main event. But up next, the Hustlers have the Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions.
And introducing next, making their way to the ring at a combined weight of 550 pounds, they are the reigning Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions.
Get out of here.
Mr. Chris and Simon the Posse.
Posse coming over here at the desk again, trying to intimidate. I don't know. Better you than me, let's be honest. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
I thought we were friends.
We are friends, but I would rather you get beaten up than me. Is that bad to say?
Wouldn't you rather
me get beat up than you?
I've never wrestled a day in my life, Dustin.
I'm not talking about wrestling here. You can hear the capacity crowd here at the Wrestle Center chanting, Posse sucks. These guys beat Derek King and Ray Sanders at week one of the Grind City Rumble to retain those titles. Lots of shenanigans. Now the Hustlers head up with the Posse. Attack before the bell, and now we're underway. Heads collide. The Posse both go down. LA Hustlers have been very, very strong in tag team competition here at Memphis Wrestling.
Well, when you look at Bradley and you look at Lamont, these two guys have been wrestling since they were kids, essentially. So they've known each other all their lives. They've worked together. They've wrestled together. They've traveled together. So just like the Posse has, Their chemistry is impeccable when working in tag teams.
You don't see this very often, the posse needing to take a powder and get a breather, but only to set up another attack as they slide in, catch the Hustlers off guard.
Here we go.
Just a mauling.
That's dastardly.
Choking. There's no telling what kind of gouging's going on in there from Simon and Mr. Chris. Referee David Knight trying to restore some order, but looks like he's being shoved by little Chris. Excuse me, Mr. Chris. Referee's ringing the bell.
Oh, the posse has been disqualified. Is that what just happened?
Looks like it.
He is asking for help, Dustin. The referee calling for help, but who's going to come out and stand up to the posse?
Well, don't look at me. The posse in here beating up the Hustlers after being disqualified.
The referee's still calling for assistance here.
Well, good luck getting anybody to come out and help.
Yeah, he's looking at us like, I ain't getting up in that ring. You kidding me?
Posse just tearing away at the LA Hustlers' face. Here comes another referee. Looks like the Zebras getting together to try to get the posse out of here. Once again, choking.
Oh, nope.
Try my old spice. You can use it on your pits, chest, and even your toes.
Unnecessary, Dustin.
Yeah, absolutely. They had a tag team match here today. Again, they don't care about the wins or losses. And now they're just taking advantage of the Hustlers, using everything they can.
Wrestle Center letting them know exactly how they feel about the posse.
Not much the referees can do about it. That's for darn sure. Looks like they've got roughshod Lamont here. What do they have planned for him?
Simon with that big right hand to Notorious Bradley. And these guys are just standing tall in the ring. We've got a show to do here. They've disqualified themselves. They're just going to stay here all show long? Oh, wait a minute.
Wait just a second.
Oh, we have somebody here.
Is Derek King. There's definitely unfinished business with these guys.
We saw what
happened. Look at this from the other side. It's Ray Sanders.
I love it.
Ray Sanders. Big shot from DK. And another one.
Derek King, Ray Sanders.
What a shot.
They've made their way in the ring. And look at Ray Sanders. He's hanging on
for dear life. Big shot. Holy moly, looked like a helicopter in there.
And look, the same thing he did to Ray Sanders, Simon is feeling the pressure.
Looks like Derek King and Ray Sanders are ready for another round. Big shot right to the jaw of Simon. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek King and Ray Sanders.
Hold on. Cut the music. Listen. Hey, Posse. I want you to hear this real good. You can take crowns, you can try to take rings, but listen, as sure as my name is Derek, by God, greater great king, we are going to take those tag team titles, and we want them now.
Me and DK want the posse at the Super Bowl.
Ladies and gentlemen, tag team championship rematch, Derek King, Ray Sanders against the posse. Titles on the line, fans, don't you dare go away. More action on the other side.
We are Memphis Wrestling. Join us tonight at Dave & Buster's in Memphis for our next free watch party. Watch WWE Elimination Chamber with us. It's free to watch. That's tonight at Dave & Buster's in Memphis. Next Sunday, February 26th, Memphis Wrestling Tag Teams with the University of Memphis Tigers for Throwback Day at the FedEx Forum. Bell time is 12 p.m. and tip-off is 1 p.m. Live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball. Don't miss it. Saturday, March 4th, join us in Tupelo, Mississippi for TupeloCon, featuring WWE Hall of Famer, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Shane Douglas is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Then, later that night, join us for our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW Revolution with us. It's free. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. The following contest is scheduled for one fall with a 20-minute time limit. Making his way to the ring, Bulletproof Bruce!
Saw him a couple of weeks ago being involved with Big Jack, Super Bout coming up soon in today's in singles action.
What is this?
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up, for the circus has come back to town. As the ringmaster, Barnabas the Leader, presents the special attraction, for he is the magnificent mountain of muscle, fantastic French freak of nature. He is the one, the only, Maurice the Strong!
Maurice the Strong. We saw him at the Grind City Rumble make his Memphis Wrestling debut. And now he's in one-on-one action against Bulletproof Bruce, who probably has a lot on his mind. And would you look at that scene right there?
Good Lord.
Barnabas the Leader and Maurice the Strong, and we have seen from Maurice that is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, he is absolutely, absolutely one of the strongest competitors I've ever seen walk through Memphis Wrestling.
Bell rings, and we are underway. Bulletproof Bruce already jaw-jacking over there with Barnabas the Leader, and I guess that's what we're going to be in store for here with these two men, being Barnabas and Maurice the Strong.
Well, the circus.
This is why I stopped shopping on Amazon, and you should too. Don't spend another dime on Amazon.
Big shot from Maurice, a man that can bend a crowbar right in half. You can only imagine how those forearms feel on Bulletproof Bruce's back. Seen this man tear a pack of cards with his bare hands, a whole deck. And the size of Bulletproof Bruce being able to open this bear hug.
Now, Dustin, let's talk about this for a second. Not trying to put you over here, but you're a former two-time Mr. Tennessee. Looking at Maurice the Strong, I mean, what are we talking about? What type of regiment is this man going
through? Oh, man, the eating routine, the lifting routine is probably on a whole different planet, stratosphere, than the people watching at home or even myself competing in Mr. Tennessee. Everything you do is to get bigger and stronger when you're in the...
Oh, wait a second.
Speaking of bigger and stronger, Big Jack looks like he's returning the favor, coming out to jaw jack with his brother Bulletproof Bruce. Better watch out. Oh, there's a claw!
God, that hand strength. We were just talking about it.
Maurice the Strong with a claw. Oh, my gosh, into a slam. 1 foot. 1, 2, 3, and Maurice the Strong has done it.
Here is your winner, Maurice the Strong.
Absolutely incredible. And I have to give the assist there to Big Jack
as we are headed straight for our Blockbuster Anniversary Super Bout. Let's take a look back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live. Just the mere presence of Big Jack diverts the attention of Bulletproof Bruce, and what a chokeslam out of a claw.
I mean, the strength, we were just talking about it a second ago, the eating regimen, the weightlifting regimen. He tore a pack of cards with his hands. He bent a crowbar. The strength.
Wait a second, he's not done here. What a victory for Maurice the Strong, led by Barnabas the Leader. And now Big Jack is in the ring, and it looks like he has something for Bulletproof Bruce.
Big knee!
Big Jack knock men out cold with that knee. And it looks like today is no different. Fans, we caught up with the Gun Show and K-Tuber ahead of their huge match at the Super Bowl. Check it out.
To quote the legendary Jake Roberts, there's two things you don't do. You don't turn your back on a man that you fear and a man that you respect.
Mike Anthony once again is at ringside, losing his mind.
Oh, man, trying to bust the eardrums.
Oh, chair across the back. Come on, Mike. Forcing the ref to ring the bell.
Oh, God!
Joe Lariat!
Wait a minute, here's the cover!
One, two, three! That's it! Oh, my goodness! Milestone 100! Capped off with the crowning of a brand new Memphis Wrestling Heritage Champion! And it's the Gun Show, Bret Michaels! I can't believe it! K-Tuber does not go down!
It's all right, Derek King is lining up for a second shot!
Wow!
And he's down to one knee. I gotta say, both of these men,
Tuber,
have missed him a lot.
Catches it. Wait a second! Big bang! Down goes Derek! And the big man has done it!
Here is your winner of the Prize City Rumble, K-Tuber!
He's finally done it! K-Tuber, the master of Fetjitsu, is the winner of the Prize City Rumble!
Some kind of elbow, I'll tell you.
Here we go.
Oh my God!
In heaven!
Did you hear that?
That impact to the side of the apron.
Draco with a big boot.
Stay with us.
All of Sonic's under $2 craves are under $2, so you can without breaking the bank. Sonic under $2 craves.
Ooh, Sonic. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at OrionFCU.com.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrow.
Memphis Wrestling. You need Memphis Wrestling Plus. Subscribe today at MemphisWrestlingPlus.com. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, at our experience.
I feel like something's coming. In 2024, your life and your business won't be the same.
ChipWrestlingMemphis.com.
Welcome back to Ringside!
Uncle Mikey literally just toying with the fans.
Brother Red is not amused. Not in the least.
You gotta love Uncle Mikey. I mean, he is the type of guy, he's everybody's favorite uncle, I'm sure, at the get-togethers.
Now, speaking of uncles, we knew that main event Bradley had Uncle Phil with him, and Uncle Mikey says nobody likes Uncle Phil, or like he says, Uncle Landfill. But regardless, here we go, one-on-one, Brother Red and Uncle Mikey. The winner moves on to the finals of the Cobra Cup tournament, and those finals take place at our blockbuster spectacular, the Super Bout.
I wonder if we can get that trending on Memphis Wrestling Social, hashtag Landfill, Uncle Landfill.
Landfill, yes, absolutely. We can do that. All right, so anybody, our keyboard warriors at youtube.com/@Memphis Wrestling, how about a hashtag Uncle Landfill? It could happen.
Oh, wait a minute.
Speaking of, Uncle Mikey with some technique here. He turned his back too quick. Into the buckle.
I've talked about it before. There's different types of strong inside the squared circle, and Brother Red showed a little bit of that country strong.
I was going to say, I've heard the term country strong, and look at the shot.
Uncle Mikey's in a different time zone.
Brother Red stands 6 feet 5 inches tall, 316 pounds, a newcomer here at Memphis Wrestling. Big slam, and I think that's Uncle Mikey shrieking, am I right?
I think it is. I think that was Uncle Mikey anticipating what was fixing to happen, and then it just kind of presenting itself in the forefront of his mind.
Brother Red is looking towards Reverend Ash Taylor, asking him, is this what you want, sir? It's the righteous path and the righteous hand. Lord,
give me a break.
Oh, gosh. Stands right on the back, and I just said, he's every bit of 316 pounds, and if that was before he ate lunch and dinner, probably weighs more than that.
Yeah, and that was on the lower back, the lumbar.
Oof. Uncle Mikey in a rough way. Brother Red might need to focus a little more on Uncle Mikey and a little less on Reverend Ash Taylor and what he needs at ringside.
Oh, Dustin, he's just trying to get the scriptural advice of the Reverend.
What's in this book? That's what I want to know.
That's what I'm curious about, because it's got to be something.
Gator feet! Out of nowhere! Gator feet from Uncle Mikey!
Oh, and cut short.
Wow. Never seen anybody shrug off gator feet quite like that.
Me neither.
Oh!
Jeez, I felt that.
Big shot from Uncle Mikey. Clothesline over the top and to the floor, but Brother Red lands on his feet.
It looks like you, Dustin.
Dive! Oh, no.
Brother Red has Uncle Mikey and smashes him into the steel turnbuckle post.
Why does he keep looking over here at us?
Man, I don't know. He's staring a hole through this desk. Oh my goodness, once again, Uncle Mikey back first into the steel turnbuckle post.
Brother Red is back in control here, and I gotta say, I was not expecting this to be the outcome or the start, middle, or end of this match.
Running start, nobody home, Uncle Mikey and Zaguri. The quickness of Uncle Mikey, so deceivingly fast. Not fast enough this time, and this looks dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. A chokeslam once again off the top rope.
He is hanging on for dear life, too.
Mikey with another shriek. Mikey trying to fight out of this.
Oh!
And he does.
What an innovative way to break free.
Is he going for a moonsault?
Oh, wait, look at this.
What the heck is going on,
come
Brad?
Come on. Are you serious?
Brad, what are you doing? You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
For
That's what you are. I'm sorry, fans. Chokeslam off the top rope. Look at the strength.
This isn't
Holy
even right.
Moly. And that is it.
Here is your winner, Brother Red.
Brother Red moves on to the finals of the Cobra Cup. He's going against Big Trouble Ben Bishop. Absolutely disgusting.
I'm sorry that intro or that announcement took so long. I'm still in disbelief of what just happened with Main Event Bradley screwing Uncle Mikey out of the Cobra Cup tournament.
Reverend Ash Taylor has his man headed to the finals of the Cobra Cup at our upcoming Super Bout. Let me get a quick word with Uncle Mikey.
You actually talk?
Oh, devastating.
Okay, you said Uncle Mikey. I was about to say.
Uncle Mikey, I'm sorry. I've got to get a quick word with you once again. Main Event Bradley strikes, costing you an opportunity at the Cobra Cup. Something's got to be done about this.
I don't know what to say anymore. Brad thinks that he's the only one that has friends of the family. He thinks I don't know anybody in our family. What if I got family members that I want to call, Dustin? Huh? Has anybody ever thought about that?
Wait a second. So this family feud continues with you getting a family member?
All I can say is that Thanksgiving, there were some talks. You guys think I should call some family and take care of Brad? What if I got my cousin? Y'all want to see Mikey's cousin? Are y'all going to cheer for Mikey's cousin?
We're calling Mikey's cousin then.
Ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Mikey and his cousin head up at the Super Bout against Main Event Bradley and Uncle Landfill. Fans, our main event is coming up next. Stay with us.
Wrestling. Join us tonight at Dave & Buster's in Memphis for our next free watch party. Watch WWE Elimination Chamber with us. It's free to watch. That's tonight at Dave & Buster's in Memphis. Next Sunday, February 26th, Memphis Wrestling Tag Teams with the University of Memphis Tigers for Throwback Day at the FedEx Forum. Bell time is 12 p.m. and tip-off is 1 p.m. Live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers Basketball. Don't miss it. Saturday, March 4th, join us in Tupelo, Mississippi for TupeloCon, featuring WWE Hall of Famer, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Shane Douglas is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Then, later that night, join us for our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW Revolution with us. It's free. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at ChampionshipWrestlingMemphis.com.
steps worth. Here comes the cavalry! The women's champion, Cassandra Golden and Nyx, are here to help Mackenzie Morgan. Ladies and gentlemen, it is main event time here on Memphis Wrestling. And over the past several weeks, we've seen these men get all sorts of trash out of this division. And right here, right now, you guys have to put your money where your mouth is, Ellsworth.
We're about to show these chicks that men are superior than women in every single way.
Get out of here, chicks.
This is going to be the shortest match in Memphis wrestling history. We're going to squash these chicks, and then I'm going to do my favorite thing and get the hell out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Absolutely disgusting. Matt, I can't believe you. And, well, storybook, I can't believe it. Matt, what are you doing?
Dustin, they did not have to stick their nose in our business. They chose to stick their nose in our business, and now they're going to pay the price.
Dustin, I do not understand what you or anybody else thinks is wrong with Storybook Prince Gaston supporting his fellow man, especially against a couple of foul-mouthed pussies like these.
That's enough. This interview's done. Let's get this match in the ring.
Let's get this over with. I want to get the hell out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the ring, side position, it's Mackenzie Morgan. The Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion, Cassandra Golden. And the goddess of the night, Nyx. Ladies, real quick, I want to get a word with you. You've heard over the course of the last few weeks what those clowns in the ring had to say. Now it's showtime.
Dustin Starr, I don't have much to say. All I have to say is, girls rule and boys drool.
Ladies and gentlemen, that main event match is coming up next. Nyx.
Yeah, let's go. Let's make it happen. The guy for the night, I don't do a lot of talking. I'm down for business. Let's make this happen. Storybook, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you today, Storybook.
Lots of unfinished business. Memphis Wrestling's women champion, Cassandra Golden.
Matt, you said I got in your business. Just know, as the women's champion of Memphis Wrestling, these girls are my business. So I'm not going to let you come in here and run your mouth. We're going to show you what the women of the Memphis Wrestling Championship can do.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are ready for action. Let's ring the bell and get it underway.
Wow. Wow, 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 Dustin. The audacity of the men in that ring.
I'm embarrassed for them.
Sorry, the boys in that ring.
I'm embarrassed for them because chicks belong in the kitchen cooking sandwiches or whatever whatever James Ellsworth said. Absolutely disgusting, and I hope it blows up in their face.
Look, our wives would have sent us to Slap City if we'd have said that mess.
Oh, yeah. Lucky my Maria's not here. She slapped the chin right off of Ellsworth.
What chin? Never mind.
Good point. Here we go. This is what I want to see. Mackenzie Morgan and James Ellsworth, because Ellsworth says, you're right, I did it. What are you going to do about it, Mackenzie? He says he's going to finish the job today, Terrence.
He's going to finish the job today, but he's running his mouth telling Mackenzie Morgan he's not going to fight her right now.
It's like he's playing a little bit of mind games. And
well, we've heard of Chicken Little and
Go right ahead.
Nah, I'd rather not. I'm a safe man.
Go right ahead. You know my Maria would. Chicken what? All right, Nyx, the goddess of the night. Collar and elbow tie up with James Ellsworth, who is the self-proclaimed intergender champion.
And you gotta love the smile on Nyx's face, because she's like, yo!
Oh!
Yes!
Ellsworth pantsed in the center of the ring by Nyx.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it either.
Oh, and then kicked it into the front row, and it cleared the place up.
Oh, God in heaven, and now it's hanging. Now it's hanging. Oof. God help us all.
We've got to get those. Are those underwear or those shorts?
Thank you, Nick.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Nick.
Matthew Williams inside the squared circle, standing across from the Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion.
Oh!
What a shoulder tackle. Here comes Storybook Prince Gaston. He gets the same fate.
Listen, I don't care if you're in the women's division or if you're in the men's division. When you're taking on a champion, you better step
they
it up.
They got a plan.
Oh!
Double clothesline from the women's champion, Cassandra Golden.
Taking down the boys of Storybook Prince Gaston and Matt Williams.
Memphis Trios action underway, and James Ellsworth steps back in the squared circle. What's he going to do? There's no way.
He's trying.
Cassandra's going to let him body slam her. Look at this. Uh-oh, not so fast. Exits the ring. Trying to get a little plan together here. Ellsworth, Storybook, and Matt. Not quite as easy as they thought. They said this would be the quickest match. Oh, finger stomped.
Right.
All three.
I can't tell if we're watching a wrestling match or the Three Stooges, not taking a shot at the women, but the guys out here, Mo, Larry, and Curly out on the outside, can't handle it.
Fans, it's a good time to take our last commercial break of the day. We'll try to get the men back inside the squared circle. Stay with us. The conclusion of our main event is next.
Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, at our VIP experience. Get your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Someone once said that being a stranger in a strange land is a curse. Whoever it was, they...
Can't get enough Memphis Wrestling? You need Memphis Wrestling Plus. Subscribe today at MemphisWrestlingPlus.com. Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is AEW Revolution. Join us Sunday, March 5th. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Is your dream to become a professional wrestler or sports entertainer? Let's make that dream a reality. Train with the best at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Enrolling now at WrestleCenter901.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Oh, now Matt's going to mock the fans.
He's going to infringe upon the copyright, put it on a t-shirt and shorts, and then he's going to turn around and mock the theme song. Come on.
Backbreaker. Devastating backbreaker on Mackenzie Morgan. I think the audience is in a little disbelief here.
I'm in disbelief, Dustin.
Gaston is in the ring for a pin. Got a two count. That's a near fall, Terrence.
I'm still trying to piece together how all of this even happened. How did we get to this point?
Next week, right here on Memphis Wrestling, it is week one of our blockbuster spectacular, the Super Bout. Do not miss it.
Oh, how disrespectful of a pin.
Yeah, terrible. Got a two count, nonetheless. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things happening in this match that you and I are not going to like, including that.
Oh, with the forearm. The referee finally catching on here.
Rubbing the forearm right in the face of Mackenzie Morgan. Dirty tactic by Storybook Prince.
You can see over in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, the Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion and the Goddess of the Night were just chomping at the bit. They want to get their hands around the throats of these guys.
Big shot right to the stomach of Mackenzie Morgan. And another big punch right to the stomach. abs of steel nonetheless from Mackenzie Morgan. That hurts.
Snap suplex.
Speaking of hurt, Morgan is hurt and might be down for the count. One, two. Big kick out from Mackenzie Morgan.
Could try another. Still a kick out. Dustin, you gotta wonder. Another kick out. You gotta wonder, is an injury, did the injury that Mackenzie sustained, has it happened again?
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Three men all jumping all over Mackenzie Morgan behind the referee's back, and you do make a good point. Mackenzie Morgan was out of action, not cleared to compete for several weeks, missing several opportunities, including the Memphis Trios titles. Did make her return at the Grind City Rumble, but good point. There could be a nagging, reoccurring injury here that's affecting Morgan, especially with all this suplexing and double suplexing.
Wait!
Neckbreaker!
Nice!
Big counter! I stand corrected!
Mackenzie Morgan with a beautifully executed reversal.
She needs to make that tag. And look who's standing all alone in the corner by himself. It's the nasty James Ellsworth.
There's only one fresh man on the men's corner. There's two fresh women.
Fresh, I don't know if I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Tag is made!
Here
tag
comes the
made.
Women's champion, Cassandra Golden. Scoops him up!
He was trying to grab a handful of hair, but
air
she got it.
Airplane spin from the champ.
He doesn't know what town he's in. Still in Memphis, buddy.
Big shot!
And she's whooping that trick.
Oh, and here comes Matt and Storybook.
Oh, and the goddess is here. The goddess of the night, Nyx.
Nyx is here to help out. They strip Matt's shirt off.
What a chop.
Big chop.
Terrence. Oh!
I'll tell you. Don't try this at home, folks.
Cassandra in one corner. Nyx is in the other.
In stereo, the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center counting it down. Raining punches down on the head of the men.
I am so glad that
big
this
body
match
slams
has turned in this direction.
Double body slams, one for Matt, one for Storybook Prince Gaston.
You can see in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, Mackenzie Morgan starting to slowly get back to her feet. You know she is appreciating this respite.
Double Irish whip.
Double
backdrop!
Oh, it's stereo here at the desk.
Wow! Atomic drop! Down goes Storybook!
I'm loving it. Oh, but wait a minute, Dustin. There's one more left in the ring.
Look at this. Cassandra tags Mackenzie Morgan. And now, one on one, James Ellsworth and Mackenzie Morgan, MKC. Ellsworth better be ready. Now they're just throwing fists.
Let them at it. Let them have at it.
Reversal.
Oh, come on.
Poke to the eye from Ellsworth.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Hold on a second.
Who is this?
Boot?
Who is this? Dustin, who is
this?
Oh,
come on.
You've got to be kidding me.
DDT.
How freaking disgusting.
From Diana Taylor. And James Ellsworth's going to go for the pin.
Well, you thought the bar couldn't get any lower.
Kicked out!
Kicked out! She kicked out of the DDT!
Mackenzie kicks out!
Nobody.
Diana Taylor tries to ruin the match!
Nobody has ever kicked out of Diana Taylor's DDT. Correct me if I'm
Holy
wrong.
Holy cow! Some people have not come back after DDT from DDT.
Yeah. two I can name off the top of my list, but we're ahead. But we won't do that because Mackenzie Morgan is pushing through.
No chin music is on the way from James Ellsworth.
He's tuning up.
There's the kick. It's caught. Oh my goodness.
This could be it.
Zigzag. And she did it.
Here are your winners, Mackenzie Morgan, Nyx, and Cassandra Golden.
Oh my goodness. The Memphis Wrestling Women's Division prevails with a big victory over Storybook, Matt, and Ellsworth.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I believed in these women since day one, and I knew that James Ellsworth would get what he deserved.
Check this out, fans. We are running low on time. We have to go. Mackenzie Morgan, Cassandra Golden, and Nyx are victorious in today's Trios main event. Next week, it's week one of our Super Bout. Fans, I am Dustin Starr. He's Terrence Ford. Saying so long, everybody.